You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Here's a different kind of addiction that's on the rise, social media addiction. Millions of people use social media. Many probably overuse it, and some are actually clinically addicted. But who is most likely to develop a social media problem? We know some of the personality traits that can contribute to substance abuse. Now, new research suggests that neuroticism, conscientiousness, and agreeableness may be important predictors of social media addiction. Isaac Vagefi is assistant professor in the Binghamton University School of Management. Isaac, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For your most recent study, you worked with 300 college-age students. I'm guessing all of them use social media, but I'm curious how many were addicted and how you draw that line between use and addiction.
That's a good point. So the way we define addiction in this study and in some of my other work is coming from definitions of addiction from clinical psychology. And the way we define addiction is based on the symptoms that users show and how extreme those symptoms are. If I want to give you an example of some of these symptoms, it could be things such as withdrawal, mood modification, conflict. And these are symptoms that should be associated with their technology use. And also we looked at their social network use and how much of negative consequences it has on their life. It could be in terms of their social relationship. It could be in terms of their personal well-being. It could be on their productivity and performance. And a combination of all this is how we define an addiction. So the way we measured it is actually not black and white. Newer research, especially with regard to technology addiction, we see a range of people that start from low addiction to high addiction. But if I want to give you some numbers, I think more than 80% of people fall in the non-problematic threshold or non-problematic healthy level. Although the level of usage is different, but when we talk about significant negative consequences, I think about 15-20% of our samples showed those extreme problems.
You looked at five different personality traits that might contribute to those problems, and these are five traits that personality researchers commonly use: extroversion, openness to experience, neuroticism, conscientiousness, and agreeableness. And it was those last three that you really saw a relationship between those personality traits and a person's likelihood to develop an addiction to social media. So let's start with neuroticism. I mean, we use this word neurotic in common usage all the time, but in a more technical sense, like what is neuroticism as a personality trait and what is its relationship to social media addiction?
It's interesting, actually. The scientific definition for neuroticism is very similar to the way we use it in everyday life. So I define neuroticism as the extent to which people tend to get easily and frequently upset or distressed, and they get overwhelmed. So if you have a lot of tendency to get anxious very frequently, we call that highly neurotic. And at the same time, the opposite would be if you're calmed, even-tempered, you feel secured all the time, that shows a low level of neuroticism. So we theorized, and we're expecting that highly neurotic people tend to show higher level of social network addiction. And the reason, the arguments we provide for this is that getting anxious a lot, getting overwhelmed a lot, or having this feeling of worriness all the time is a negative feeling. And in order to remedy these negative feelings, and somehow in order to even escape from them, people tend to engage with social network sites. And it's an effect that is related not just to social networks. I think we can just even generalize it to use of internet. So people tend to engage themselves, immerse themselves with technology, and through that they kind of hope that they forget about all the negative feeling that happens. Or, for instance, another thing that's related to neurotic people, they may tend to show some sort of social anxiety, although these are different phenomena, but they're kind of correlated. So They're anxious of face-to-face meetings, so social network is a suitable platform for them to communicate with other people without having to face them directly. So all of these help to us coming to a conclusion that neurotic people tend to show higher level of social network addiction. And based on the results we got from an analysis of these 300 college students, we found that indeed that is a relationship that exists.
Of course, none of us are just one of these five personality traits. We all mm-hmm. have some varying degree of each of these five. Mm-hmm. And you found that they interact, in particular, that neuroticism and conscientiousness, that differing combinations of those two personality traits can be really important in determining whether someone is likely to develop a social media addiction.
That's right. I think that's one of the novelties of this study that we conducted. So we looked at the interaction or the moderating effect of these factors. For instance, conscientiousness is about how hardworking and organized you are and how much you can put efforts in order to reach your goals. So conscientiousness obviously can have a negative relationship with addiction. So if you're organized, if you're, you know, if you can persist as goals, and if you can resist the temptations, you are less expected to get involved too much with social networks. But at the same time, our research showed that if you are highly neurotic, that can deteriorate the effect of conscientiousness.
Agreeableness was another interesting one, where people at either end of the spectrum, both highly agreeable or highly disagreeable, would be susceptible or more susceptible to addiction than people kind of right in the middle, but for totally different reasons. And you've got all of these really complicated, you know, factors going on here. And then I looked at a number of other studies related to this same question, whether they're looking at college students in other countries or looking at Americans of varying ages. And then it even gets more complex, because in some cases they find different relationships between these same five personality traits and social media use, in some cases completely opposite reactions. So how do you interpret that, and where do you think we are in having a clear picture of how personality relates to a person's susceptibility to social media addiction?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question and also observation. So we were facing the same complexity when we started this study. And when we started with big five personality factors, that is a very common, well-established framework. So it shows a range of personalities that people might show. And for instance, the other two factors that we actually tested in this study, but we couldn't find any, at least I would call linear relationship, were openness to experience or extroversion. I think extroversion is something I've personally experienced. And I have, beside this study, I also have interviewed maybe more than 200 people with regard to use of a smartphone, social networks. And my own observation has showed that, for instance, we tend to think that social network might be an environment for people who are introverts, who are shy, who fear, you know, real life interactions, and they might just go at social network and they just want to communicate with people and connect to people using that and just satisfy those social needs, which is something that indeed happens. I remember, like, when I was talking even to some of these college students, it was like, oh, I remember that high school friend that we had, and he or she would never talk to people, but now I see her on social networks and she has so much to say. Like, every day she's just posting and, like, commenting and doing this and that. So introversion seems to be having a relationship with addiction. At the same time, extroversion can have the same relationship too. So people who are highly social, people who tend to be warm and outgoing and adventurous, those are people actually end up doing so much with social networks too, including posting and, like, photos and sharing their life events. And if they go to party or something, they also tend to, I would call, like, overshare too. The way I see some of these factors, I do not see a typical or well-understood linear relationship. So I would see a non-linear relationship. Although we haven't tested that in our study, in order to have any claim. But I'm expecting that, yes, the extreme personalities might have direct positive effect with addiction. They would increase chances of addiction. But I think people with moderate personality have might be better in terms of controlling that. That would be different in terms of conscientiousness. There's an element of conscientiousness that is about resisting temptations. And I think that resisting temptation would be an enough factor that will stop those addictive habits to develop.
Given all this complexity and the fact that we can't necessarily just go out and change our personalities, how do you see this information and this growing understanding of the relationship between personality traits and social media use? How do we actually put that into play and do something with it?
That is a good point. It is indeed true. I mean, a lot of studies have shown that your personality either will not change at all or modify over a long, long term in your life. The way we define and the way we identify some of the practical implication of this study is that, of course, you can't really change your personality, but if you are aware of the type of personality that you have, and if you are aware of the category that you're fitting in, first of all, you need to be more mindful of your online activities. You might need to do more monitoring. I have other studies recently conducted that I'm currently working to analyze those results. And in those studies, we collaborated with this team of software developers from UK, and they have developed an app in order to tell users how many times a day they unlock their phone and also how much time they use it during the day. And we found that actually, I mean, we're still analyzing those results, but our early analysis showed that, for instance, the more you're aware of how many times you're actually interacting with your phone, you're going to be more aware of the way you're using it. For instance, I've had people who came to me and I said they had no idea that they were using their phone over 200 times a day. But if you can actually set some those reminders, or if you have an app that can highlight those numbers and highlight their behavior or highlight the negative consequences, that is something that they can develop some strategies to control it.
That is Isaac Vagefi. He's an assistant professor at Binghamton University in the School of Management. Isaac, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.